6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. President Trump is pressing China today to do more to rein in North Korea. And during his visit to China, Mr. Trump said bilateral trade has been unfair to the United States.
What we didn't hear from the president, specifically when talking about trade, is the kind of rhetoric that we heard from him on the campaign trail. Don't forget, candidate Trump said that the Chinese and the China's economy was raping the U.S. economically, and he blamed China for a lot of the woes that have faced the American worker and the U.S. economy. But here, he actually said, look, I don't blame the Chinese economy. He said, how can you blame any country for taking advantage of another country for the benefit of its own citizens?
Correspondent Matt Rivers. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, says he's inspired by the resolve of the small Texas community devastated by last Sunday's church massacre.
The vice president visited with shooting victims, families of the dead, and law enforcement before addressing a crowd of hundreds in a local high school football stadium.
President Trump wanted us to come to Texas tonight to tell all of you we are with you. The American people are with you.
Pence was joined by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Senator Ted Cruz, and local religious leaders. In Sutherland Springs, I'm Clayton Neville.
A federal appeals court has decided to hold a full hearing on a challenge to the latest version of President Trump's travel ban.
Last month, a judge in Maryland granted a nationwide preliminary injunction against the ban, which sought to place travel restrictions on citizens of 8 countries. A judge in Hawaii also issued a ruling blocking the ban. The Trump administration has appealed both of those rulings, and now the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond has voted to grant a full hearing on the Maryland challenge on December 8th. The White House has said the restrictions are aimed at keeping the American people safe. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan remains very popular. Multiple polls this year track his approval rating at over 60%. Yet his 2018 re-election bid could be in some trouble.
A Democratic wave in Virginia's elections Tuesday was so big it even surprised Democrats. Political scientist Todd Eberle says if that wave's building and not cresting, Governor Larry Hogan's re-election bid could be dead in the water.
What his fear is that 2018 is going to turn into, we've got to send a message to Donald Trump and nothing else matters.
But
at 65% approval, if he can make this election about Larry Hogan against someone else, he can win.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch is refusing a directive from Governor Hogan to file a friend of the court brief in the federal case surrounding the Peace Cross Monument in Bladensburg. Frosch says it's not the appropriate time in the appeals process to file such a brief. Facebook wants your naked pictures. But they say it's for your own protection.
Now, Facebook is asking its users to fight revenge porn with a sort of preemptive strike, if you will, and here's how it works. You send in your explicit or compromising photos and or videos to Facebook via Messenger. Facebook says it will not post them, and it will destroy them after an algorithm is created, a hash as it's called, that would recognize those photos if there is an attempt to post them and then stop it. It's being trialed in Australia now. If successful in Australia, the trial will come to the U.S. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,563. The Nasdaq at 67.89. Sports, the Wizards will try to go above 500 on the season when they host the Lakers tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is chock full of information.
It's Chris Plant.
This is a revelation.
9 to noon.
Thank God for that.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friend at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's the TGIT party of the year.
You're just in time for the champagne. Wait for it.
Woo! Grey's Anatomy's 300th episode, followed by an all-new scandal and how to get away with murder.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC 7. A burglar could easily get the keys to your home using a smartphone.
Have you checked to see if they work?
Seven on Your Side got the keys to her home and others without ever taking their keys. See how in Easy Entry. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. This is our latest issue right now. Coming eastbound as you approach 123 prior to the Beltway incident right in the center of the road. And it looks like what's happening, a police car there with it to safely block that center. Second police car is just arriving here. So it's going to be 66 east, 123, one lane to the left. And looks like two lanes to the right will get by. A little complicated. Now, Interstate 95, a huge delay, seeing Route 1 through Triangle and Dumfries pick up volume as the alternate route. 95, we're still dealing with the tractor-trailer incident before you get to 234. Two right lanes remain blocked as you come through Triangle just at a crawl through that stretch. Baltimore-Washington Parkway leaving Greenbelt. Solid line up here to get you past 410. Park police say looks like lanes now open from the earlier crash there. And on 270 Urbana-Hyattstown, heavy within the backups after 80. Had a report of a crash. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. Gusty winds kicking up also as we head through the next couple of days. A lot of cloud in this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, about 52. Down into the upper 30s overnight tonight. The wind will start to pick up. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow on a high of only 41. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Dumfries, 41 in Germantown, 46 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. Christopher Plummer is named to replace Kevin Spacey in a new movie that's already been shot. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is Thursday morning, and joining us in about half an hour will be Ed Klein. Ed has a new book out, and he's got some bombshells about Hillary and the former President Obama. It's going to be interesting. At 7:05, Corey Stewart with a postmortem on yesterday's election, and at 8:15, Steve Moore will be joining us to find out if we're ever going to see a tax bill and if we're ever going to save any money. Will your taxes go down? Steve will tell us. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about this Sutherland Springs shooting and the reaction to all of it. Remember, there was the good guy with the gun eventually shows up at the AR-15, opens fire, hitting Devin Kelly. But before jumping, you know, after Devin Kelly had walked row by row, pew by pew, massacring the members of that First Baptist Church, 26 people dead, many more injured. And then walking outside the church, and that's when he encounters a return fire here. They jump into vehicles, a chase ensues, and that vehicle, you know, the shooter ends up killing himself, shooting himself inside the vehicle and crashing into a ditch about 11 miles north of the church. And it's not until that's all over that cops finally arrive on the scene. And there's been a lot of discussions in the wake of this, as there often is, about what can be done. What kind of gun control can we pursue in order to prevent shootings from like this from happening? And, of course, we've had conversations here. There were inefficiencies in the government, things that were missed in the background check. The Air Force failed to get the domestic violence charge into the national background check system. And there were things that the government should have done, could have done, but failed to do. Laws existed, and they didn't fulfill them. And as a result, you have 26 people dead inside of a church in Sutherland Springs. But when it comes to the good guy with the gun theory, we often hear sort of liberals attack it, which is to say that they hate the idea that we need a situation where people with, you know, good guys can return fire. And also that it seems fictional to them, that these scenarios just don't exist normally. You don't normally have a good guy with a gun stop these types of incidents. It's more likely for violence to be committed with guns. Well, what's the data? What are the details? Well, I'll give you some. The FBI, according to FBI data, The average of these mass shootings are done in under about 5 minutes. 5 minutes or less. 69.8% of mass shootings end in 5 minutes or less, according to the FBI. 14% of them end in 2 minutes or less. So mass shootings, by and large, happen very quickly. The average police response time in the United States of America, 11 minutes. That should tell you something. It takes 11 minutes for cops to show up to get to that emergency, and on average it takes less than 5 minutes for a mass shooting to take place. So what happens during that 5 minutes? What can be done? Well, there's only a couple ways of surviving a mass shooting. Get lucky. Hope that you don't get shot. Hope that the gunman maybe kills himself or his gun malfunctions. Have private armed security in the room. Or defend yourself explicitly. So let's go back to some incidents where this has actually taken place. I have a list here. 2002, Hesham Muhammad Ali Hadayed opens fire at LAX. He was put down by an armed security guard from LA Airlines. 2007, Trolley Square Mall in Salt Lake City. Suleiman Talevich kills 5 people before an off-duty police officer finds him and returns fire. December 9th, 2007, Matthew John Murray enters a church in Arvada, Colorado. He begins shooting. He committed suicide after being shot at by church security. A total of 4 people were killed. May 25th, 2008, Ernest Villagomez opens fire at a restaurant in Winnemucca, Nevada. He killed 2 people before a concealed carry permit holder at the restaurant jumped up, returned fire, and killed him. April 12th, 2013, Neil Allen McInnis starts shooting up the New River Community College in Christiansburg, Virginia. No one killed because an off-duty mall security guard apprehends him. May 3rd, 2015, Elton Simpson, Nadir Hamid Sufi. Those 2 men show up at a Draw Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas, armed with 3 assault rifles, 3 handguns, wearing body armor, carrying 1,500 rounds. And despite multiple tips and leads that there would be an attack, by the way, the FBI and the police thought that there was no credible threat. An off-duty traffic cop working after-hours security shot the men before they could commit the attack. He was armed with a .45 caliber Glock. Just that. In September 2017, then, 25-year-old immigrant opens fire at the Burnett Chapel Hill Church of Christ a couple months ago before Robert Engel, age 22, rushes to his car, gets his gun, and holds the perpetrator at gunpoint. He ended the shooting. Engel is a concealed carry permit holder. July of this year, that deranged Bernie Sanders supporter shows up, attempts to massacre our Republican congressman at that baseball practice in Alexandria. He was engaged at that point by Steve Scalise's police detail. Killed on the scene. November, of course, we just had this. A former NRA instructor engages that mass shooter, Devin Kelly, at that church in Texas. And he ended a mass shooting that did leave 26 dead and others injured. Police were not on the scene when he intervened. It was just him with his AR-15. The very weapon, by the way, that's often pegged for banning the moment any of these mass shootings happen. There are many, many, many more examples of this. Eugene Volokh, to his credit at the Washington Post, has documented this before. In Chicago in 2015, an Uber driver with a concealed carry permit shoots and wounds a gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people. That gunman's name, Everardo Custodio. Philadelphia barbershop, same year. Warren Edwards opens fire on customers and barbers after an argument. Another man with a concealed carry permit shoots the shooter. Cops show up and they say the following. The police captain says this. I guess he saved a lot of people in there. My point to all of this is there's actually a volume of these stories. Many stories of good guys with guns ending what could be certain disaster for the people that they encounter. And we don't often hear about them because there's something of a dog bites man quality to them. It ended before it got too bad. It ended before it became a national news headline. It ended before it became something that dominated every newscast. And as a result, we sort of have a distorted view of these things, don't we? Where you lose 26 people in a shooting in Texas, or those many people that we, of course, lost in Vegas. And the end result is that we judge all of our public policy by those events, which, again, given the numbers here, are the exception. And it really helps if obviously... in a life or death situation, if you have somebody who's on the side of life, who can return fire. So anyway, I was very struck by the data here, Mary, and I think it's a story worth telling.
It's 6:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 heading southbound past Benning Road, East Capitol Street. That's where DDOT and crews are dealing with a crash right in the middle of the road. So as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, get ready to hit those brake lights. The better news out of Riverdale is that the crash southbound BW Parkway after 410, that's been cleared. And a little bit of volume on the approach remaining. The closer you get to that incident, though, where it was, the better the pace. Now, looks like on the top side of the Maryland Beltway, seeing the delays forming a little heavier here between Colesville Road and George Avenue with a reported incident right in the way. 270, the volume Urbana-Hyattstown. All right, Virginia, you've been busy this morning. 66 crash before you get to the Beltway. Eastbound near 123, right in the center. Two lanes blocked. On 95, you might want to opt for the express lanes. Over to Route 1's taking a lot of bailout traffic, but we are jammed through Triangle to Dumfries. Tractor-trailer incident before Route 234 Dumfries along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, cloudy skies today, high of 52, and then tonight we'll get some clouds early. We'll give way to generally clear conditions overnight, a low of 37. Friday, sunny skies, high of 41. And tomorrow night, clear, cold, with lows in the lower 20s. Holy cow. Right now in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Coming to my seminar next Tuesday in Columbia or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
A lot of soul searching, a lot of numbers being crunched about yesterday's election in Virginia. And one of the things that came out is that Ed Gillespie lost by more points than Donald Trump and Ken Cuccinelli combined. Ed Gillespie lost to Ralph Northam by 9 points, a 9-point loss. President Trump lost by 5.4 points. And Ken Cuccinelli lost by 2.5. So if you add the 5.4 and the 2.5, you get 7.9. And Ed Gillespie lost by 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot. That's a huge loss. Now, I want to throw something in here that we yesterday when we were discussing, you know, why did this happen? What happened? You know, was this because Ed Gillespie didn't embrace Trump? But there were all sorts of theories as to why this happened. Nobody brought up the fact that felons can now vote in Virginia. Do you think that had anything to do with this? Because Democrats are the ones who are behind restoring voting rights to felons, right? And the Republican, excuse me, Terry McAuliffe, his name was not coming to my mind. Terry McAuliffe is the one who legalized this, right?
Right.
And now, but he couldn't do it they said they could not do it in one fell swoop, so you had to apply. Now, I think the last number was about 160,000 plus felons had applied to have their voting rights restored. And these are felons who did their time and paid their debt to society, and now they're back out. Do you think that had anything to do with the loss in Virginia at all? It was something that never came to light. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. Somebody pointed that out. And I thought, wow, that's super interesting.
Well, if you consider that sort of a part of the corpus of the demographic shift in the state of Virginia, then definitely, yeah, I think that can play a role. The demographic shift, almost more so than anything, as like places like Loudoun County have changed aggressively and dramatically over time, and you find in the end result is that the state is becoming bluer and bluer and bluer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember the difference here as we sort of assess like what happened in the Hillary Trump election versus what happened in the Gillespie Northam election, is that Hillary came into an election day with sort of a belief that she was going to win all sorts of states, to include Virginia, that it wouldn't be a challenge, that it wasn't neck and neck, that there wasn't too much to worry about, and that she would be president of the United States. And the end result of that thinking extends to your voters. Because they sort of are of the belief, like maybe when it comes to a coin toss, it's getting towards the end of the day, you're a Democratic voter, you have more work to do at your office, and you're thinking to yourself, I don't need to worry about it, I don't need to go to the polls, Hillary's getting elected, no big deal. But when it came to Gillespie Northam, we knew this was neck and neck, or we presumed it was based on the polling. And I think as a result, you saw a tremendous amount of Democratic enthusiasm to try and come out and push Ralph Northam over the edge. So I think there were a bunch of factors at play here, to include felons being able to vote, to include demographic shifts in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth, and to include a desire to push Ralph Northam through what appeared to be a tough race.
So there's a lot of soul searching, as I said, and Andrew Sarabian, who's the senior advisor to the Great America Alliance, and he's a former White House advisor, said that Ed Gillespie had no message, was inauthentic, spoke from both sides of his mouth, and at the end of the day, even the deplorables couldn't save him. Gillespie campaigned with George W. Bush, but ran from President Trump. David Bizzell, president of For America, said that the GOP establishment candidates like Gillespie, they can't gather enough of the grassroots conservatives, and he said all elections are base elections now. Guys like Gillespie, Jeb, Kasich, they can't muster the needed energy with a lackluster message. The Virginia GOP doesn't have it anymore. Gillespie had no message, no social media presence, no authenticity. Also, the swamp extends to Haymarket. Apparently, along those lines, Corey Stewart was called for a leadership change of the Republican Party in Virginia, and he wants John Whitbeck to go.
And it is for this reason that we are calling for new Republican leadership in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I am, in fact, asking for the resignation of Chairman John Whitbeck, the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. It's time for new leadership in Virginia.
So he wants new leadership. And you're also hearing that call not just at a state level, but on a national level as well, where you have people calling for Mitch McConnell to go. So you're starting for people to say, you know what, the leadership of the GOP is the reason why we can't get anything done and why the party can't move forward. The people put you in office, but then you do nothing with it, at least on a federal level, and at a state level, looking for some chairs to be replaced.
Meanwhile, Corey Stewart, running for Senate, wants to be the next Republican senator from the Commonwealth. He'll be joining us at 7:05 this morning to break down not only that run, but also his call here for John Whitbeck to step down and what the future of the Republican Party can and should look like in the Commonwealth. It's all ahead this morning. 6:22 here on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
Save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day Sale, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today, and over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of of sound. Ultrasound.
All right, 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, in addition to our normal heavy volume for the rush hour, some of our hiccups this morning and a little bit of a change in Northwest. We've had a closure for several hours of Georgia Avenue. Georgia Avenue, south of Military Road, they have now opened the southbound lanes, which is great. That's the flow of the rush hour here. So southbound Georgia Avenue, south of Military, you can get through. Northbound, they still have that closed between Longfellow Street and Jefferson Street, and a stretch of Kennedy Street's closed in that area. But again, main lines of Georgia southbound open. On the DC 295 stretch coming out of Riverdale and Cheverly, watch for the volume up ahead, the crash between Benning Road and East Capitol Street, middle of the road. Middle of the road, that's the problem on 66 with the crash. Eastbound, be very careful. Looks like these cars are coming up to so close. Eastbound, as you approach 123, stay the far left, far right to get you by. Update sponsored by AAA. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. Gusty winds kicking up also as we head through the next couple of days. A lot of cloud in this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, about 52. Down into the upper 30s overnight tonight. The wind will start to pick up. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow on a high of only 41. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
Admit, I am not a huge fan of change, especially if it's something I like. Please do not mess with it. Like, I'm that person when you go in the grocery store and they've rearranged everything, and so now you don't know where anything is. Right? My bouquet's looking at me.
Are you ever thrown off when they, like, change the logo of something?
The logo
is what happened to it? Where did it go?
But you go through the store and everything is exact, and then you go in there like, ah, they moved everything. Well, if you're a fan of Nutella, this is not a good day for you. And I am a fan of Nutella. They have said in a post on their German Facebook page that they are fine-tuning their recipe.
Ooh.
Yeah. They said the addition of more powdered milk increased the spread's sugar content. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I would think that you would be decreasing the sugar content. So what they're doing, here's what they said. The recipe change was first publicized by the Hamburg Consumer Protection Center. So it's now lighter because they've added more of this milk, this powdered milk to it. So the proportion of skim powdered milk has increased to 8.7% from 7.5%, and cocoa has slipped back on the list of ingredients. So they're making it sweeter. It's sweet enough. Someone posted, real cool, why don't you just draw a mustache on the Mona Lisa too while you're at it? Exactly. You don't mess with perfection, people.
I think there's a hazelnut problem going on somewhere.
I'm going to have to hoard the original now. 628 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose seminars in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Leesburg. All this week, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Is there a second dossier on Donald Trump being prepared right now by Hillary Clinton? Ed Klein says it's true, and he joins us in a moment. 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump is urging China's leaders to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. Speaking today during a joint news conference with his Chinese counterpart, President Trump said all nations must band together.
We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
A wave of Democratic election victories on Tuesday could spell trouble for the 2018 re-election hopes of Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan. So says political scientist Todd Eberle at St. Mary's College of Maryland.
Larry Hogan's re-election has always been premised on vote for me, Larry Hogan. Don't vote party, vote for me, Larry Hogan. He's got a hope that this is a Democratic wave cresting, not a Democratic wave that has only begun to build.
Eberle says Donald Trump will be the unnamed person on the ballot in 2018, and Democrats will do all they can to tie Hogan to the president. Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is preparing to go to work in January and outlining his priorities. Northam called for a bipartisan reset. He says he plans to focus on economic improvement, promote diversity, fighting the opioid crisis, and expanding access to health care. The Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission is looking to update its rate structure, but it's not clear yet whether that means your water bills will be going up or down. The WSSC is considering three different proposed pricing alternatives. They're aimed at making water bills more predictable and fair to large households. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,563, the NASDAQ at 67.89. Sports sponsored by AAA. The Lakers come to town tonight to take on the Wizards. The Caps are idle till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Roadside assistance has been their primary focus for over a century. For most other companies, it's just an extra. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST.
Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's that season again. Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Because long before the hunt, there was a gift that started it all. Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Your one stop before the field. Save $100 on Smith & Wesson M&P Shield pistols, plus receive $75 in Cabela's bucks. Save 20% on all Kent shot shells and 40% off Cabela's 10-point series camo. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we do have a little bit of a change on 66. I know a lot of you are sitting in these heavy delays as you come out of Centerville toward Fair Oaks. The crash at 123 before you get to the Beltway now move to the shoulder. Now, this just happened within the past 5 minutes, so now it's just about the heavy volume that still remains through that stretch. Beltway through Annandale starts to build some stop and go, but beyond, still wide open from 66. That's the good news, 66 commuters. Once you get to the Beltway, you're heading to the Legion Bridge without any delay. Interstate 95, unfortunately, no change. We still have a lot of activity in the Dumfries area. Northbound, as you approach 234, right half of the roadway, blocked with this tractor-trailer incident and jammed as you come out of the Aquia area, so big time delays. DC 295 southbound. The change here is that they've reopened all the lanes just a few moments ago. Southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. We're okay out of Riverdale, but it's really out of Chevrolet where 50 gets hit with those delays merging on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, 52. Tonight, down into the upper 30s, suburbs colder. It'll start becoming a little bit breezy. Sunny, windy, and cold on Friday in the low 40s. Saturday, low 40s. Sunday, back to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Woodbridge, 44 in Greenbelt, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
6:30. Okay, here's what's coming up in Mornings on the Mall. Corey Stewart says the Republican Party got its tail whipped in Virginia because it needs to change. He's calling for an overhaul. So we're going to talk to him at 7:05 this morning. 8:15, Steve Moore. He's an economist working with the president, trying to get tax reform through. We'll get the latest from him. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us on Mornings on the Mall is Ed Klein. He's an investigative journalist and author of a new book out called All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Donald Trump. Ed, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
It's great to be with you guys.
There is a lot that I want to talk about that is in this book, but the big thing in this book, obviously, is the dossier. And what you are reporting, that Hillary Clinton is apparently shopping a secret dossier in negotiations with Christopher Steele. Can you please tell us about that? Why she lost?
Why she lost?
No, why? Why is she doing this?
Why is she doing this? Well, she's doing it because, first of all, she has been totally reluctant to accept the fact that she lost the election, number one. She refers to Donald Trump in private as that illegitimate president when she's not actually cursing him. And as you all know, Hillary can swear like a drunken sailor. And thirdly, she's been offered this new dossier, which she says contains even more scandalous material than the first one.
So you say she's been offered this. Who initiated this process here?
Well, we don't know how it was initiated, but we do know that she has her aides in negotiations with Steele, and she's asked some donors, Democratic donors, if they would finance it, and they said yes, they would. Now, so far, we don't know what's in the dossier, but we do know that Steele is claiming that he has found new sources in the Soviet Union to talk about what Donald Trump did when he was there visiting several years ago, and negotiating the Miss Universe contest and also talking about building and structures there in Moscow.
Ed, why would Hillary come even with any proximity to Christopher Steele in light of the fact that there are several investigations going on right now that involve Steele, this dossier, its composition, and the role that the Democratic Party played in paying for it to begin with?
Hillary believes, now I'm not saying I do, and I'm not saying anybody else does, but Hillary believes that the original 35-page dossier that we all know about, and that has been widely discredited, as you just said, she believes most of the stuff in that dossier. She still believes it. She thinks that it's true. Now, you know, a lot of what Hillary believes these days is delusional. She believes that she's going to run for president in 2020. She believes that the election was stolen from her. So there's a kind of refusal to accept reality in her psychology.
Can you tell us a little bit about your reporting here? How do you know what you know and what you're sharing?
Okay. So I have several sources who are telling me that they have personal knowledge of these negotiations. And these sources are, some of them, longtime Clinton advisors in her campaign. Some of them are Bill's advisors, Bill Clinton's advisors. So we have sources on two different fronts, because as you probably know, Bill Clinton's circle and Hillary's circle are two separate things.
So does she have anyone around her who is telling her that this probably is not a good idea?
No, it's quite the opposite. She's been egged on by Huma Abedin and a lot of her other former campaign aides to do just this.
And how is she going through Perkins Coie again? Or?
No, she's not. She's not using. They have refused to be part of this.
Shocking. I wonder why.
Can I ask you, in light of the fact that you are that you're sourced up with both the Bill and the Hillary side of this equation, do you have any sense of what their reaction has been to this Donner Brazil book and the notion that the democratic process was rigged in Hillary's favor over the past week?
I know mostly from the Bill side. Bill Clinton was absolutely furious, according to his legal advisor, whom I spoke to, and wanted to issue a scathing indictment of Donna Brazile, because it's okay for Bill to criticize his wife, but nobody else is allowed to do it. And when they do it, he gets very angry. However, Hillary's people and Hillary herself have convinced him to shut up, and he hasn't said a word, as you know.
So they're holding their fire and not lashing out in any way at Donna Brazile.
Well, I think they think Donna Brazile is self-immolating. She's committing harakiri by doing this in the Democratic Party. And on another front, in the Barack Obama front, according to my sources there, he was urged to also put out a statement, and he has refused to do so because he said he didn't want to help her, Donna Brazile, sell books. And also, he said, you know, she's never going to eat lunch in Washington again, that's for sure.
What do you think the Clintons' perception of their power in the Democratic Party is going forward? There's a lot of talk about whether or not they're even the future of the party.
I think Hillary, as I just said before, is living in a delusional state in which she thinks that she's still going to be the leader of the party, that there is no other figure of her stature in her eyes, and that she still has a chance to run again. I think that Bill, on the other hand, thinks that their dynasty is in at least in the waning stage, if not over.
Very quickly, you were on another show Wednesday night, and you said something about President Obama and gummy bears. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been urging him to form a shadow government and lead the resistance movement against Donald Trump, including Valerie Jarrett, his consigliere. And he has refused to do it. And according to someone who I spoke to, who has actually slept over several nights in Kalorama, their mansion in Washington, the former president is spending a lot of his time playing with video games, talking on the phone to his celebrity pals like Jay-Z and Springsteen, and get this, smoking marijuana and popping cannabis-infused gummy bears.
Well, you've got to do something to relax in the post-presidency, I guess.
I actually smoked with him, so that's, we know he's really going on.
All right, Ed Klein, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Interesting, salacious, amazing. All right, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
6:44 here on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care matched with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, November 13th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, one of those mornings, deep breath and a sigh. Here we go. We are still jammed trying to get up into Dumfries. The problem, tractor-trailer incident, still blocks, looks like two right lanes and a lot of activity. It looks like the latest update here is that the heavy-duty wreckers at the scene of where this tractor-trailer is, but jammed out of Aquia to Dumfries. Watch for Route 1 through Triangle to Dumfries, picking up extra volume as the bailout as well. 66. The better news, I know you're in big delays here out of Centerville toward Fair Oaks. Crash up ahead at 123, cleared out of the travel lanes. DC 295, all right, we are moving again south past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street now that lanes have been reopened, scene of the crash there. And the better news on Georgia Avenue, the investigation continues with police activity south of Military Road, but they have opened the southbound lanes of Georgia Avenue, and they've confined their investigation to just northbound being closed between Longfellow Street and Jefferson Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Change can be good. This change you may not like. It is for the colder. Keep the clouds around today and make it up to 52, then down to 37 tonight. Only 41 with a gusty wind for tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 646 on WMAL.
Well, racism is everywhere, apparently. Or then again, maybe it's not. You decide. The California NAACP is pushing to get rid of the national anthem. They say it's racist and anti-black. According to the NAACP in California's president, Alice Huffman, the song is wrong. It shouldn't have been there. We didn't have it until 1931, so it won't kill us if it goes away. She is referring to the full stanza and one sentence which says, it includes the word slave. And that's apparently the problem. It includes
in
the
third
line,
stanza.
In the third stanza, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. So I think it's all an interpretation with that line. They're saying that there was no refuge that could save these people. That's a terrible, horrible thing, right? The hirelings and slaves, so it's acknowledging their plight. But that's not the way she says it. She says that some interpretations could conclude that the lyrics celebrate the deaths of black American slaves fighting for freedom.
This is like so, when we change Amazing Grace so you don't hear that saved a wretch like me.
Yeah.
Like people
it saved
don't
a soul like me.
Yeah, people don't want to say wretch anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't say wretch. That's offensive. Also, you know, remember, this is the same thinking that went into why we're like all of a sudden removing the name George Washington from churches where he sat in their pews.
I know.
Was Trump wrong? Did we not start the slippery slope? I think we have.
Absolutely. It is now 6:48 on WMAL.
This Veterans Day, join University of Maryland University College in showing appreciation to the members of our armed forces and their families who've dedicated their lives to protecting our great nation and our freedom. Share your message of thanks by using hashtag ThanksVets and read others at umuc.edu/ThanksVets.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, parents spending thousands of dollars and hours in the car for kids to play travel sports. How local leagues are cashing in big time.
Plus, we're giving away Lord tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
TGIT tonight. You're invited to the party 14 years in the making.
Hey, you're just in time for the champagne. Wait for it.
Woo! Grey's Anatomy celebrates its 300th episode with a blast from the past.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? George and Christina.
What? Then it's a scandal wedding, but the bride is MIA.
She's not here. She ran.
And How to Get Away with Murder reaches maximum insanity.
Come on, let's get crazy together.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. A burglar could easily get the keys to your home using a smartphone.
Have you checked to see if they work?
Seven on Your Side got the keys to her home and others without ever taking their keys. See how in Easy Entry. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
The Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking. Tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria. The Virginia Grand Military Band.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our proven, repeatable, and sustainable process sells more homes, sells homes faster, and makes more money for our clients than any old-fashioned traditional agent. Over $12 million in savings so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 866-88-BIBLE. Call 866-88-BIBLE.
When I went to the Good Feet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
6:53 Now let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Enninger at the CNBC News Desk.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. The major indexes eked out record high closes yesterday, but futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mixed in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is slightly lower. China and the U.S. have signed billions in deals with President Donald Trump there, including sales of U.S.-made chipsets, jet engines, auto parts. The president is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. AT&T is trying to buy Time Warner. And antitrust regulators are fighting with the world's largest telecommunications company over whether it would have to sell off pieces of Time Warner to make the deal go through, like CNN. Apple is on its way to becoming the first trillion-dollar company, with its stock closing at record highs for the fourth day in a row yesterday. And Disney's ABC marks the 300th episode of Grey's Anatomy tonight, and then gooses the ratings with a Taylor Swift performance during Scandal. Disney reports earnings after the closing bell today. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, some of our commuters in rain right now on the wet pavement, really putting extra volume here, especially 270. Boy, I'm looking at this trip here. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, past Father Hurley Boulevard, stop and go into Rockville. But I don't have anything reported in the way. We've been busy in Virginia. It continues to remain busy. Unfortunately, 95 northbound with tractor trailer cleanup along the right side in the Dumfries area before you get to 234. Now we have big backups that are coming out of Aquia back near 610 as you push through Triangle, and now a crash north of 610 in the backups. So that's why we break those delays just a little bit, unfortunately, because of an incident in those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some real cold air coming on in, especially for this time of year. We should be in the low 60s, might not get out of the lower 40s as we look ahead toward Friday. And it looks like the overnight lows over the weekend may actually go into the low 20s. That's for Saturday morning. We'll run through today. Cloudy, 52. Tonight, 37. Becoming quite windy tomorrow with sunshine, 41. As I said, we could dip down into the 20s tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Ah, yes. Now I raise my cell phone and take a photo of this experience. The Pope is not happy with all those cell phones people keep taking out of the Vatican. So you think you go to the Vatican, you're going to go see a mass, you know, you go see the Pope. People from all over the world excited to see him at mass. And on Wednesday, yesterday, he chastised priests and bishops who take pictures with their cell phones during mass. Apparently, even the priests that attend these masses are like, wow, it's the Pope. So they get their phones up, throw the camera on, maybe put a nice filter on it, and take a picture of Pope Francis just saying the mass. The Pope, not happy with that. He says, the priest says, lift up your hearts. He does not say, lift up your cell phones to take pictures. He told tens of thousands of people yesterday at St. Peter's Square, referring to a communion prayer in the Roman Catholic Mass. Apparently, it must be when he raises the host or something,
sure,
that everyone's like, now's the time. Let's take the pictures. This is a solemn moment. Will you put your cameras down, people?
It's a problem. It's really become a problem. But think about it. With the Pope, if you don't get to meet him, if you don't have an audience with the Pope, the closest you're going to get is during Mass. So you're going to take the picture. Right? It's what you're going to do. It's something you're going to do. I've been to
communions. It's hard to resist the urge.
Communions, confirmations, and there's always some uncle, right, in the middle of the aisle, you know, or standing up in the pew and taking pictures like, oh, sit down. But some churches now have, you know, the no camera policies during during Mass, obviously, or during confirmation or something like that.
It's he went on to say, it makes me very sad when I celebrate Mass here in the Piazza or in the Basilica and I see so many cell phones up, not only by the faithful, but also by some priests and even bishops. The Mass is not a show. So remember, no cell phones, he said. He prompted laughter and applause from the crowd. So, and I wonder if at that point he was like, no, I'm serious.
But if it's an outdoor mass in the piazza, that's in St. Peter's Square, right? That's outdoors. Of course people are going to take pictures inside St. Peter's. I can see where that's very gauche. I get that. I totally understand that. But if you're outside, yeah, everybody's going to take a picture.
The worst thing to do, though, would be to Snapchat that photo. What a big waste of time. It just deletes itself. Like,
it's gone.
You need to save it. If you're going to violate the Pope's edicts here, at least make sure you have a permanent record of you being at that mass.
Your mom will be so proud.
See?
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to Corey Stewart. We'll get his opinion, his idea of what happened yesterday, what went wrong. He'll give us a postmortem on yesterday's election.
And Donna Brazile, she's back. She went to Fox News last night, faced down Tucker Carlson. We'll have the audio from that. And you remember the idea that yesterday was the day when you're supposed to scream helplessly at the sky because Trump was elected? Turns out that screaming done happened. We have real audio of it. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.